and colleagues, good morning. Welcome to the telephone conference of BMW Group for the first quarter of 2014. First of all, as usual, Dr. Norbert Reithofer, the Chairman of the Board of Management of BMW AG, and Dr. Friedrich Eichiner, Member of the Board of Management of BMW AG, responsible for finances, will give a survey on the development of business. Following that, you will have an opportunity to ask your questions. With that, I'll give the floor to Dr. Reithofer straight away. Thank you.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. In 2014, we're focusing even more strongly on innovative technologies and customer satisfaction. Through innovation, we're continuing to develop our brands and drive progress forward in our industry. That's how we secure our own future in an ever-changing environment, and that is how we secure our own future and create added value for customers and shareholders. I'd like to give you three examples. The BMW i3. The demand for our innovative electric vehicle is high. In March alone, we sold 1,000 BMW i3 cars worldwide. Only a few days ago, the BMW i3 was launched in the U.S., and American customers are particularly open to new types of drivetrains. We expect that the majority of BMW i3 cars will be sold in the U.S. We are especially focusing on California as a relevant market for electric vehicles. It's considered by experts to be a trendsetter for the whole of the U.S. market. The i3 has been available in Japan since the beginning of April, and China will follow in the course of the year. At our plant in Leipzig, production is being ramped up according to schedule, with 100 vehicles produced a day. Since the beginning of the year, we have built more than 5,000 BMW i3 cars. Much of the production so far has been delivered to the markets as demonstration and exhibition vehicles, but as more cars become available, they'll be used to serve customer demand. Secondly, the BMW i8. As promised, we're going to launch the second member of the BMW i family in June. It combines a total of three world firsts in one. The BMW i8 is the world's first plug-in hybrid sports car with the BMW i-Life Drive architecture. It's the first sports car with a three-cylinder engine, and it is the first series car featuring the new laser light technology. Just like the i3, the U.S. could become the key market for the BMW i8 as well. It's currently being tested by international media representatives in Los Angeles. At BMW i, lightweight technology plays a central role, and CFRP is a material with significant future in our industry, which we'll also use in other series models. Thirdly, the BMW 2 Series Active Tourer. This is the first BMW model with front-wheel drive. It offers the best technological solution for the best practical requirements, and it is a functional car. This means that the Active Tourer is addressing customers which haven't found a suitable offer from BMW so far. This model will be available as of the fourth quarter. All these vehicles are part of our long-term strategy. Number one, it continues to be our roadmap towards the future. We have held the lead in the premium segment for almost a decade now. Our strategy covers a timeframe up to the year 2020, but of course, we're already thinking beyond that. It goes without saying that we constantly monitor all the relevant trends in our environment and beyond, and we're always assessing the external challenges that can have an effect on our business. What do customers expect of a leading mobility company today and above all, tomorrow? How do we remain at the forefront of technological trends and create attractive services? How do we want to develop our brands further in a timely manner so we can win new customers at the same time without compromising our identity? How can we master the complexity arising from the many requirements and the growth targets we've set ourselves? Last but not least, what kind of company do you want to be in the future? As always, our goal is to continue growing profitably. After the last four record years, we're continuing our successful business development this year. Our targets for 2014 are, first of all, new record sales on the group level of more than 2 million cars. Secondly, a new record in group profit before tax, significantly above the last year's level. Thirdly, an EBIT margin in the automobile segment in the range of 8%-10%. We've started the new business year with a strong first quarter. Between January and March, We have sold around 487,000 cars worldwide, which is more than ever before in the first quarter. First quarter record sales were also achieved by BMW and Rolls-Royce and BMW motorcycles. The MINI sales figures are affected by the model update of the hatch. Our BMW brand exceeded the mark of 400,000 cars delivered for the first time in the first quarter. 30 years ago, that was the sales figure for an entire year. This highlights the innovative strength of our company and the appeal of our brands. The BMW 3, 5 and 6 series and the BMW X5 are currently the market leaders in their respective segments. Our group profit before tax stands at more than 2.1 billion euros, and again, this is a new record for a first quarter. The group net profit is more than 1.4 billion euros. The EBIT margin in the automobile segment continues to be in the upper half of the targeted profitability range of between 8 and 10%. This shows that after the first quarter, we are well on track towards meeting our targets for 2014. Two factors should have a positive effect on the business development this year. First of all, the demand for cars in important regions such as North America and Asia is growing. And in Europe, too, we were able to record a slight growth in sales in the first quarter. Secondly, we are offering our customers a young and attractive model portfolio. It is, however, important that the economic uptrend in Europe should continue to stabilize. However, we are well aware that there are a number of risks. High public debt, unequal development of worldwide economic markets, and political conflicts. Our business environment, therefore, remains volatile. We continue to rely on a balanced distribution of sales in three large regions, Europe, Asia, and America. In this way, we avoid one-sided dependencies. As a basis for global growth, we are expanding capacity in accordance with the principle of production follows the market. The Americas are and will remain a key region for our global growth. With expansion of our site in Spartanburg, we'll be increasing our production capacity in the United States by the end of 2016 to 450,000 units a year, which is 50% more than today. This corresponds to a new plant. And we're investing $1 billion in the period 2014 to 2016 on this. In autumn this year, our new BMW plant in Brazil will begin production with an annual output planned to reach up to 30,000 units in the midterm. Our customers all over the world are individual and have different requirements. In 2014, we're offering them even more variety. With our BMW X range, we continue to satisfy customers' tastes. That is proven by more than 3.3 million X vehicles sold since 1999. Today, more than one in four vehicles of the BMW brand is an X model. Since March 2014, the model update with the BMW X1 has been available, which will be followed in May with the update of the BMW X3, and in July we'll be adding a new member to the X family, the BMW X4. In addition, with the BMW Concept X5 eDrive, we have shown how we can increase the efficiency of our X range with a plug-in hybrid. And for the future, we've announced another completely new model, the BMW X7. The new BMW C4 Series is also very popular with customers. The 4 Series convertible has been available since March. It will be followed in June with the Coupe and convertible. And the third model in the 4 Series will be the Grand Coupe. Those who want it more sportier drive will have the M version as of September. Two other new M models are the M3 Saloon and the MW M4 Coupe, both available as of June. The new BMW 2 Series Coupe has been available since March, and the same applies to new generation of the MINI hatch. As of the second half of the year, the new MINI will also be manufactured by our partner VDL Nedcar in the Netherlands. The Rolls-Royce Ghost Series 2 is going to be delivered as of autumn. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall continue to invest in new technologies, innovative technologies, and our facilities around the globe. Our innovative drive, our financial strength, and our business success provide us with the necessary flexibility and latitude to grow. That is how we'll continue to grow to remain number one in future too. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Reithofer. And now Dr. Aichner. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from me too. The BMW Group has had a strong first quarter and is well on track. Over the year as a whole, we expect to see a positive development of the European markets and significant growth in our major overseas markets, the US and China. In the first 3 months, we have met our expectations, and we are seeing the first signs of recovery in Europe, with sales of several thousand units higher than the same time last year. That could be a positive signal for a sustainable recovery in the European car markets. In the United States, the BMW brand posted sales growth of 11.5% in the first quarter. Mini volumes were lower due to the model changeover. After the model launch of new models in individual markets, this will change in the second half of the year. In Asia, especially in China, we have seen a strong increase in sales. In the Chinese market, they exceed the previous year's period by 25%. And there, sales of locally produced models has increased in particular. The positive business development so far confirms our guidance for 2014. In the first 3 months, BMW Group has increased its revenues by 3.9% year-on-year. Group pre-tax earnings reached 2.17 billion euros, which is an increase of 8.1% compared to the same period of the previous year. At group level, the pre-tax EBIT margin stood at 11.5%. Profitability was therefore on a par with the first quarter of 2013. The BMW Group is maintaining its growth course. In the first quarter, we invested a total of 1.24 billion euros in new products and equipment to strengthen our competitiveness. This constitutes an increase of 1.6% over the previous year. The CapEx ratio for the first 3 months was 6.8%. For 2014, we are aiming at a CapEx ratio of less than the previous year. It will be moving around our target of less than 7%. The BMW Group spent a total of 993 million euros on research and development in the first quarter, which was 4.2% more than in the previous year. The development of new low-emission and lightweight technologies and other measures to enhance fuel economy remain our focus. With this expenditure on research and development, we are strengthening our future market position. Our research and development ratio is unchanged compared to the previous same quarter of the previous year, namely 5.4%. In 2013 as a whole, it was 6.3%. And for the whole of 2014, we should move closer to our target range of 5 to 5.5%. Group liquidity remained sound in the first 3 months. The liquid assets and securities as of the reporting date were 10.75 billion euros, which assures the company the financial security it needs. The automotive segment has benefited from higher sales, with more than 487,000 vehicles delivered. Sales in the automotive segment grew by 8.7%. Revenues climbed to 16.56 billion euros, which is an increase of 4.1% over the same period of the previous year. Revenues rose more slowly than sales in the first quarter due to currency translation effects. Adjusted for these effects, revenues actually increased by 7.3%. Also, revenues do not take full account of sales of vehicles produced locally in China. Product mix improved in the first 3 months of the year. Because of the model change, Mini accounted for lower percentage of sales, though these effects will even out over the course of the year. In the first quarter, EBIT was 1.58 billion euros, which is in line with the previous year's figure. The automotive segment achieved an EBIT margin of 9.5%. We see this as confirmation of our guidance, and also expect for the year as a whole that the EBIT margin will be in our target range of 8 to 10%. Segment earnings benefited from higher deliveries and improvements in the model mix. However, additional expenditure for future projects and costs for the market launch of new models have offset this to some extent. Marketing sales costs for the launch of new 4 Series convertible and Grand Coupe models, the new 2 Series Coupe, the new Mini Hatch, and the X5 had an effect on segment earnings. The total charge is in the high two-digit million euro range here. The response of the media and dealers to our new products have been extremely positive, and therefore we expect, as planned, good growth opportunities. It remains to be seen whether this will also have a positive effect on pricing. In spite of the lasting challenges, there are the first signs of an improvement in the pricing environment in the European markets. However, the first quarter didn't benefit from this. The higher level investment resulted in a larger impact on amortization and depreciation. In addition, segment growth has increased personnel costs. In the first quarter, changes in currency and raw material prices had no significant impact on segment earnings. For the year as a whole, we are well hedged for the major currencies and raw materials. Nevertheless, in the course of the year, there could be a burden on the results. As of March, we produced almost 33,000 more units than we delivered, which means we are preparing for the traditionally strong sales in the second quarter and for sales growth in overseas markets. For example, the new 4 Series models and the BMW i3 will have been available in the US and Japan as of recently. For the second half of the year, we expect a greater product momentum as additional new models are launched. Growth in the first quarter led to a corresponding increase in working capital of 918 million euros. Nevertheless, the segment generated a strong operating cash flow and a free cash flow of 932 million euros. That figure is 308 million euros higher compared to the same period last year. As announced, we expect free cash flow to be higher in 2013 and closer to 3 billion euros. Net financial assets in the automotive segment as of the 31st of March was almost 13 billion euros. As mentioned in our annual report, in the first quarter, we have adjusted our accounting into line with the IFRS standards 10, 11, and 12, which means that our joint ventures with the SGL Group are now reported as joint operations. Consequently, their earnings contributions will no longer be reported the at equity result, but proportionately consolidated. This results in minor changes at group level and in the automotive segments and eliminations. Ladies and gentlemen, parallel to sales, financial services have also expanded. In the first 3 months, we concluded more than 348,000 leasing and financing contracts with customers. That is an increase of 2.3% over the first quarter of last year. BMW Group Financial Services, as of the 31st of March, had a portfolio of 4.17 million contracts, which is an increase of 6.8% over the previous year. The segment penetration rate, in other words, the ratio of new vehicles leased or financed by financial services, was lower than the first quarter of 2013 and now stands at 40.5%. Our focus is on profitable new business and a good balance between leasing and financing. The segment in the first quarter of 2014 achieved pre-tax earnings of 460 million euros, which was an increase of 2.4%. The risk situation developed in line with expectations. Pricing on the international used car markets remains largely unchanged, and that includes Europe. In the United States, prices tended slightly downwards. Over the year as a whole, we expect used car prices to sink slightly in the United States as the market cools down. In Europe, however, pricing should remain stable throughout the year. The credit risks for financial services will remain stable in the first quarter. In general, we make provisions for our financial services segment in line with our analyses and forecasts, and so we make suitable risk provisions. Overall, we remain confident about the year as a whole. Financial services will continue to benefit from the dynamic sales and the model ramp-ups. The motorcycle segment in the first quarter achieved a new sales record. A total of more than 28,700 BMW motorcycles were delivered to customers, which was an increase of 16.1%. The mild winter in Europe meant that the motorcycle season was able to start earlier. The sales growth was particularly dynamic in France, Italy, and Germany. Revenues as of the end of March were €472 million, which is 8.3% up. EBIT for the first quarter reached €64 million and is 25.5% higher than the same period of the previous year. Since March, the new models R90, S1000R, R1200RT, and R1200GS Adventure and K1600GT L Exclusive have been available for customers. In May, the electro scooter C Evolution will be launched. Ladies and gentlemen, the BMW Group is committed to its ambitious growth targets for the year as a whole. According to our plans, the company's positive development will continue. This presupposes a stable recovery of the European markets and continued strong growth in markets outside Europe. The market we have published is maintained, as I've already said. For the BMW Group, we expect a clear increase in pre-tax earnings. After the first 3 months, in view of the positive business development of the segments, it is clear that we are on the right track. In the automotive segment, in view of the dynamic product momentum, we expect a clear increase in deliveries and revenues. However, as I said, revenues might be affected by translation effects. On the other hand, we expect to see continuing signs of recovery in the European car markets and price stabilization. We expect continued effects from expenses for product ramp-ups, upfront investments for the future, and preparations for further growth. In the automotive segment, we still expect an EBIT margin in the target range of 8 to 10%. Assuming conditions remain stable, we expect our financial services segment to achieve a return on equity of at least 18%. This will be slightly lower than last year because of the necessary investments. Considering the typical risks in the segment as things stand today, we have made adequate provision. At BMW Motorcycles, we continue to expect a positive development of business, with the new models producing a slight increase in sales over the year as a whole. However, the rate of growth in the first quarter will not be maintained throughout the year. Our forecast for the year assumes that political and macroeconomic conditions remain stable. Risk factors such as increased volatility in the markets could, however, affect our guidance. Ladies and gentlemen, the BMW Group is consolidating its position as the world's leading premium car company in 2014. For the year as a whole, we're targeting profitable growth. In the interest of all the shareholders and employees, the BMW Group is enhancing its future competitiveness today and is striving to remain its leading role in the premium segment. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Eichner. Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to our question and answer session, and I'd ask our colleagues to provide the technical information for the conference. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now beginning with the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please test 01 on your telephone keypad, and please have no more than two questions. After that, you'll be given an opportunity to ask your question. If you're listening via a loudspeaker today, please ask your question via the telephone receiver. With that, please ask your questions. The first question from Mr. Markus Passer from Handelsblatt. Good morning, Mr. Reithofer, Mr. Reichinger. Two questions. One is concerned with your statements on the i3. You've told us how many you're making and how many you've sold in a month. And my first question is, for the i3, can we now get a figure for the year as a whole? How many are you going to build and sell this year? And my second question is concerned with the growth in the X models in your product portfolio. You are now at 25%, you said, and the proportion has continued to grow. My question, if it gets towards 30%, will you manage to achieve your climate targets in the European Union, or will you have to do something else and have even more electric cars or similar measures in order to achieve the target goals for 2020? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fass. I'll give that to Dr. Reithofer. I'll begin with the second question. First of all, the X model sales delights us, as you can imagine, regarding our profit situation. Do these X models endanger our environmental targets if we get towards 30%? Last year was around 27%. Would the carbon dioxide targets be in jeopardized? Well, the answer is no. They definitely do not. We have set ourselves a clear target to achieve the goals that we have been set. And the question is, do you need more electric cars to achieve these goals? As far as I've already said that electric cars as of 2020 will play a major role in order to achieve these targets. And therefore, a concept like the i3 does play a major role. And in future too, plug-in hybrid concepts will remain important, but also engine concepts such as the three-cylinder diesel or three-cylinder petrol car or the supercharged four-cylinder engines. This always has to be seen in the mix. Electric cars are not just built in order to achieve climate targets, but they also have to be hip. They have to find a market. They have to find customers. And therefore, they wouldn't make a good contribution to the carbon dioxide balance if we didn't make them good cars. Then the first question. We're not going to give you any forecast on the sales for the i3 for the year as a whole. We can only say that in sales and production of i3s, everything's been going to plan so far. These are complete new concepts, and therefore we have to have various optimization loops, but it's perfectly normal when you have a new technology. Thank you. The next question. The next question is Stefan Kroon from Börsen-Zeitung. Good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions. One is concerned with the strategy, Mr. Reithofer. At the beginning of your statement, you talked about a balanced ratio between sales in the different regions. If we look at the figures in the quarterly report, we see that sales figures were 33%, 34% in Europe, 21% in America. Can you consider that balanced? I have some doubts there, particularly since BMW in China sells more than one in four cars in China. So it's not really balanced, is it? Another question is the financial results. Does the profits affected by the 34 million euros, which was positive, is it going to get towards the 70 million figure? Thank you. First, Mr. Reithofer, then Mr. Eichner. Mr. Reithofer. Well, I'd answer your questions as follows. Going back to fiscal 2013, you referred to the figures. And if we look at the distribution of sales there, as you said correctly, Europe, and we include Russia and Turkey in Europe, as you may know, including Russia and Turkey, Europe's share of sales was 44% in 2013. And then that is the biggest share of our market, Europe. And then, if we compare the regions, I'd like to compare the NAFTA, the USA, Canada, and New Mexico, where last year we were 21%, and in Greater China, mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, we were also 21%. So NAFTA and Greater China were exactly 21% each. Europe still accounts for the main share of sales at 44%, including Russia and Turkey. And the rest of the world last year was already at 14%. And that is a good signal for me, because this figure shows that we have succeeded in penetrating a lot of small markets, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and so on. And then you ask, are we strategically right for the future? If you then say that the main principle is that production follows the market, then look at the map. Where are our investments taking place? In the United States, we announced that we're going to expand Spartanburg by 2016 from 300,000 units at present, that was the production volume in 2013, to 450,000 units. If you like, this is a completely new factory producing 150,000 cars, or 50%. Then go to the other side of the world, to Asia. At present, in the two plants in China, we have a capacity of around 300,000 units. And the structures are so flexible that we could produce 400,000 units there as well. So in the USA, we've got capacity in 2016 of 450,000. In China, we can go up to 400,000 cars. So in these two growth regions, we are also investing, but also in North America, NAFTA, as you can see from the 450,000 units there. We are focusing on the sterling area, the UK, where 2012 and 2015, we are investing £750 million as well. In autumn this year, we'll have the startup in Brazil with 30,000 units. So you can see we are investing in markets where we see future potential. Now, of course, it could be that in one quarter or in one year, one region might have a larger share disproportionately, but that's not a disadvantage. It shows there's an opportunity to find profit there, a short-term advantage of one region. But if I look at our expenditure, Mr. Kronik, then the investment is aiming at achieving a balanced market distribution, which is reflected in the production capacities. Of course it will take some time. Thank you. The second part of the question on the financial earnings, Mr. Eichner. We have positive results, as you've noticed. The reason is that there's the increase in the equity results, and that is going to be largely due to the Chinese joint venture, BBA. The contribution to profit in the first quarter was actually disproportionately large. Costs will follow up in the second, third, and fourth quarters, so that we can't extrapolate this effect to the future indefinitely. It's a fortunate situation in the first quarter, 2014. Thank you. Thank you. Next question. The next question from Edward Tyler from Reuters. Good morning, gentlemen. I have three questions. One is a new factory, it's said, might be built. How close are you to reaching a decision there? And can you indicate what region the factory will be or might be? You've mentioned NAFTA, and you've strengthened that with Spartanburg. Secondly, will you be building an I-5? Is that planned? And the third question is, would you like to increase your share in the joint venture with BBA in China? Thank you. Beginning with the last question, increasing the holding in China, Mr. Eichner. Well, the car market in China is regulated. We have an obligatory joint venture, which is 50-50. The question of a larger holding is simply not possible legally, so we don't need to speculate there. Then the other two parts of the question, back to Mr. Reithofer. Well, I'll begin with your speculation about a possible I-5. As you can imagine, we are at present concentrating on the market segments of the BMW i3 and i8. These are complete new concepts with completely new materials and new drivetrains and so on. But in principle, I can say that is our main focus at present. I think everyone can appreciate that. In principle, I would like to say, of course, between the i3 and i8, there is room. The architecture has been designed to be flexible, so theoretically we could produce more models, but at present there has been no decision. Then your next question, we want to continue growing, and that's why we always look to see whether we need additional capacity. And of course, we'd regularly look at different countries. At present, no decision has been made on this. There's been no decision to build a new plant. If we do make a decision, then we will let you know. Thank you. Next question. The next is from Mirko Reiker. Good morning. I have two questions. One is concerned with your foreign strategy. Perhaps you can give us an update. You wanted to expand the plant in Russia. Is that possible with the current situation? In Brazil, you are entering a market which is weakening, if anything. It's an unfortunate timing. And so I'd like to know what the plant there cost. And then a second question. We're concerned with the large amount of investment in market launches of new products. Can you tell us what countermeasures you're taking there, where specific savings could be made in order to achieve the high returns? Thank you, Mr. Reiker. Then the first question, the foreign strategy, Mr. Reithofer, and then we'll go to Mr. Eichner. Mr. Reiker, investments in Brazil. The plant will cost us 200 million euros. It's designed for a production capacity of about 30,000 units. As I said, product launch in a plant in Brazil is planned for autumn this year. And then your question of the unfortunate timing. You have to see Brazil, this is how we look at it strategically, does a market have strategic potential? And if we expect that in Brazil there is a car market present and can develop from around 4 million cars, then it is a strategic market potential. And because of the new 30% tax that has been introduced by the Brazilian government, it is virtually impossible to serve a market like that with exports from Germany only. It halves your market by 50%. And so what happened to us after the introduction of the 30% tax, the market halved for us. And because of the issues connected with the new plant in Brazil, we can reduce the tax. And once that happened, things started going upwards again. But my answer in principle, as far as Brazil is concerned, the country does have market potential. We're looking at 10 to 15 years from now. That's the question for building a new plant. If you look at other countries, we've got plants such as South Africa. We've always had peaks and troughs. That's always the situation in these markets. Then Russia, all I can say is that, of course, we are in negotiations with up to the people manufacturing for us. We are in discussions with our partners on a CKD plant. In the CKD plant, we've been producing for years. We produce thousands of vehicles there already. Before the crisis, 2 or 3 years ago, we asked, where do we go in Russia? And we're discussing with our partners there on this subject. Mr. Eichner? Your question was, what countermeasures can we adopt in view of the many market launches? Well, a question of efficiency and productivity is not a one-off issue. It is with us year in, year out. And we're always trying to develop the country, a company better, and to exploit efficiency potential. So that applies to sales and to costs equally. And so, for example, this year, on the sales side, we expect to achieve better prices, as we've communicated, to increase contribution margins. Secondly, work in processes and structures, where there are also examples. Last year, the complete company IT was reorganized and centralized to achieve efficiencies and was planned accordingly. There are similar activities in the technical environment at present, where in the course of the further development of building block systems, we are seeing how we can create greater efficiencies. In the administrative sector, there are also corresponding initiatives. If I can follow up on that, could you give us an example and give us any specific figures? We don't make any statements on savings on individual projects. It's part of our overall guidance, which we provided, as in the previous year, where we will have a higher burden, but this will be cushioned by efficiency savings, so we reach at an order of magnitude in the same region as the previous year. It's about $1 billion that we're talking about of expenditure to be supported. It would be more if we didn't take countermeasures, as you've indicated. Thank you. Thank you. Next question. Morning from Frankfurt. Mr. Reithofer. Audi has confirmed that someone has left the company to their own wish. Do you think there will be a position for him at the BMW Group? And Mr. Eichner, can you give us an update on the pricing in China? The first question I'll say something about, you know that we never speculate on personnel. If someone leaves a company, it happens every day. So I'm sorry, but we can't make any statement about that. The second question was Dr. Eichner. Your question of pricing in China. China business is encouragingly stable. In some areas, in the Sina, we've achieved improvements, and there has been less tension in pricing connected with the introduction of competitive products as well. So at present, we're seeing some positive signs from China, if anything, and that supports our performance as well. Thank you. The next question. The next question, Mr. Bortmann from the BIA. Good morning. I have two questions, also on the subject of pricing with regard to Europe. You said the new models are in the pipeline. We'll have to see to what extent it's possible to raise prices with that. You indicated the prices will improve considerably. How do you see things in the first quarter? Have you seen any signs of that already? But it's something we'll have to expect in the course of the rest of the year. And regarding the China business, can you tell us what profit is attributable to the joint venture in the first quarter, and what was that like compared to the previous year? Thank you, Mr. Bockmann, Mr. Eichner. Well, pricing. What we see in Europe is stabilization at present, which means that, first of all, we will look at it positively. We've found our feet, and we expect that with the introduction of new products in Europe too, we'll see an improvement in pricing. But, as I said in the first quarter, this development has not been seen yet, so it is something which will be seen in the rest of the year. Your second question, the holding profits are published, and so I can tell you that they rose by more than 130 million in the first quarter. That is the growth of business in the joint venture in China. Thank you. Next question. Next question is from Ms. Irina Preisinger from Reuters. Morning, gentlemen. I've got a number of questions on profits. Ms. Agnew said that the speed in the first quarter can't be kept up for the rest of the year, but at the same time, the second quarter will see high sales. Does this mean that we're going to have to adjust for the second half of the year? And then is it conceivable when the high costs will be brought under control? When will they be reduced? And then the new i7, what customer group are you thinking of? Large families or long-distance travelers? They haven't been the focus of attention for BMW. Beginning with Ms. Eichner, I think I need a clarification here. My statements concerned with the profit in the joint venture. So in the joint venture, in the first quarter, we had good profits. That is partly due to the fact that the cost development as planned been such that in the first quarter, the costs increased. The first quarter 2014 had a disproportionate development of costs and was influenced positively. That was the statement. And it's concerned only with the expected profits in the joint venture in China. Sales per se, or profits per se, have been guided, and we expect a considerable increase in profits compared to the previous year. But there, too, the product momentum is increasing in the quarters ahead because we're launching more and more new models, so that it will build up over time. That is the guidance for profits in cars in the BMW Group. The question about the additional costs, we have provided guidance both on investments and additional costs. They will decline gradually. We've had a peak year in 2013 and in 2014. We're thinking in terms of 2015, 2016, that the target ratios will be achieved then. It applies both to the expenditure on research and development, which is about 5.5% of sales, and it also applies to CapEx, which would be less than 7%. That's our expectation. The last part of the question, the X7, for Mr. Reithofer. You asked about the customer groups, the X7. Well, first of all, the markets. The main focus of this product is the US market and the China market. These two markets. But if I ask our salespeople, they do see potential in Europe as well. But the main focus will be on the USA and China. Then BMW hasn't produced a car of this size before. I'd say one of our competitors does have a car of this size, and he does quite well in these two markets with it. And we said internally, we don't want to leave him alone there. Thank you. The next question, please. I'll remind you, if you want to ask a question by telephone, please press buttons 01. In that case, I see there are no more questions. Or are there any? We do have more questions. Mr. Edward Tyler from Reuters. Yes, again, a follow-up question. At present, you have two main architectures, your cars, front-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. Are there other modular architectures conceivable, for example, for off-road cars? Are there any details on that? Mr. Taylor, I'll give that to Mr. Reithofer. As you said correctly, Mr. Taylor, there are two basic architectures for front-wheel drive cars, which of course can include four-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive cars, which can also be equipped as four-wheel drive vehicles. And said, is there a special architecture for four-wheel drive vehicles? No. Our X vehicles too will either be part of one architecture or of the other architecture. Some of our X vehicles will be based on front-wheel architecture and can be turned into four-wheel drive vehicles, and some of our X vehicles will be based on the rear-wheel architecture, which can also be turned into a four-wheel drive vehicle, depending on the size of the vehicle. So no separate architecture for 4x4 vehicles. Thank you. Next question, if there are any. This is Elke Queen from Dow Jones. Good morning. I do have two questions. You've got into the second quarter, and I'd like to know more about the currency effects. If I've understood correctly, the influence in the first quarter wasn't so significant. Thank you. Well, the beginning of the second quarter, Dr. Eichinger. Beginning the second quarter, that was in line with expectations regarding profits and sales, and the momentum will build up in April. We see strong BMW business. BMW business will lag behind a little because of the product changeover. It'll pick up momentum in June and July. So much for sales and currency effects. We always balance it out with currency effects and raw materials effects. I can confirm that the influence was very small in the first quarter. Thank you. There are no more questions. Colleagues, thank you very much for interest. And with that, we all wish you a good and successful day. Goodbye and speak to you next time.